Section A. 1. I like it very much. How much do you charge?
It's $10.20.
Question.
Which of the following is true? 2. I hate them. I'm sure I've got a low IQ.
Oh, cheer up. We didn't do too badly. The fellow next to me wrote his name at the top of the paper and looked at it for 3 hours. He didn't write a word.
Question.
Which of the following is not true? 3. Can I help you?
Yes. Can you show me the way to the railway station?
Question.
Which of the following is true? 4. I love the girl majoring in literature.
How come? 5. Can you make a discount?
Come on, you see? The quality is very good.
Question.
Which of the following is true? 6. This house costs $6,850. That's a lot of money.
It's worth every penny of it.
Question.
Which of the following is not true?
7. You've told that you have a baby. Is it he or she?
A pretty girl. How do you know that?
Question.
Which is mentioned in the dialogue?
8. Do you want some more fruit?
No, thank you. I'm on a diet.
Question.
Which of the following is true? 9. Okay, don't move and say cheese.
Wait a moment, please. I forgot to put on my hat.
Question.
Which of the following is true? 10. I have no brain for dancing. I can't improve it at all.
Good heavens. There is no room for improvement.
Question.
Which of the following can describe the woman's dancing? Section B. Passage 1. The world is not only hungry, but thirsty for water. That may seem strange to you, since nearly 75% of the Earth's surface is covered with water. But almost 97% of this huge amount is seawater or salt water. Man can only drink and use the other 3%. The fresh water comes from rivers, lakes, underground, and other sources, and we cannot even use all of that, because some of it is in the form of icebergs and glaciers. However, this small amount of fresh water is still enough for us, but our need for water is increasing rapidly. Only if we take steps to deal with the problem now can we avoid a severe worldwide water shortage later on. One of the first steps is to develop ways of reusing it. Today's water is used only once and then discharged into a sewer system, and it eventually returns to the sea or runs into underground storage tanks. It is possible to pipe used water to a purifying plant. There it can be filtered and treated with chemicals so that it can be used again. Even if every large city purified and reused its water, we still would not have enough. All we'd have to do to make use of seawater in the world is to remove the salt. If we take these steps, we'll be in no danger of drying up.
11. How much of the Earth's water can man really use?
12. How can we avoid a worldwide water shortage in the future?
13. Which of the following is... When we do some reading, we often come across these names. The British Isles, Britain, Great Britain. These different names are often used to mean the same thing. But do you know the difference between them? The British Isles consist of two large islands. One is called Ireland and the other Britain. Britain, or Great Britain, is the larger of these two islands and it is divided into 3 parts. Scotland, Wales, and England. It does not include Northern Ireland. England is the largest, most populous, and generally speaking, the richest section. It is only a part of Great Britain. The importance of England is so great in Britain that some foreigners just say England when they mean Britain. In fact, England, Great Britain, and the British Isles ought only to be used as geographical names.
14. What do the British Isles consist of?
15. What is Great Britain made up of?
16. What is not true about England according to this passage? Passage 3. Many thousands of years ago, people lived only in hot countries. They did not live in cold countries because they could not keep warm. Then they learned how to make clothes. When an animal was killed, they cut off its skin. They wrapped the skins around their bodies. The skins kept them warm. Skins which had fur on them were the best. Even today, some people wear the furs of animals to keep them warm. At first, men did not know how to make fire. Sometimes lightning would hit a forest and start a fire. The people took some of this fire to make a fire near their homes. A fire was very important for three reasons. It kept them warm. It frightened wild animals. They did not attack them when they saw the fire. Then another thing was discovered. If you cook food, it tastes much better.
17. Why did people live only in hot countries long, long ago?
18. How did people keep warm later?
19. Which of the following is not mentioned in the passage?
20. What is the passage talking about?